Thank you for that introduction. As I said, I'm Brittany Libsey. I'm a PhD student at Mississippi State under the direction of Dr. Jeff Gore and Dr. Angus Ketchiot. Today I'm going to talk to you about caterpillar pests in Mississippi peanut fields. So since 2013, our peanut acres have been increasing, and most of the thresholds that we have, we've adopted, and management strategies, we've adopted from Georgia. So we want to do a little bit of research to make sure that Georgia's thresholds and management strategies fit Mississippi's landscape. So one of my objectives was to survey and determine the complex of foliar feed and caterpillar pests across Mississippi peanut fields to make sure that we were treating these fields right and according to the thresholds we adopted from Georgia. So for my materials and methods, I had 14 different locations, and at each location I had two fields. I divided the state into four different regions, northeast, south, and west, and I would sample every other week. So I would sample the north and the west together on 1 week. The next week I would go south and east and sample. At each field, I did 100 sweeps and four drops, and then we observed and counted all peanut pests, caterpillar pests. So what we did is on the drops we put and the sweeps, we bagged all pests and took them back to our complex and counted them. So just for a visual on how I set the state up geographically, so the red is going to be the north region, your blue is going to be the east region, west is going to be in green, and then your south is in yellow. All counties that have color are the counties that grow peanuts in Mississippi. So all counties that have the black or white asterisks on them, those are actually counties that I sampled peanut fields in. So some common caterpillar pests that we found are going to be the soybean looper, the green clover worm, the velvet bean caterpillar, and the yellow-striped army worm, as well as the fall army worm, the boll worm, and the southern army worm, and not pictured the granulated cutworm. So I know this is really busy. Let me set it up for you. On the x-axis is going to be the dates that were sampled, and on the y-axis is going to be the number of caterpillar pests caught on that date. The solid lines are going to be your sweep numbers, and then the dotted lines are going to be your drop numbers. I did exclude velvet bean caterpillars and yellow-striped armyworms. In this graph, the velvet beans had a large spike, and it skewed the visual data. So if you'll look on, So if you'll look right here, this orange line, that's going to be your southern army worms. We had a small infestation early in the season using the sweep net, but later in the season, this line right here, more were caught using the drop cloth method. And then also, if you look at the yellow line, this is going to be the solid line right here is going to be using sweeps, and then the dotted line is going to be using drops. We found more granulated cutworms using drops, as to be expected. So I know this is super busy. I just want to point out that this is for sweeps for all over the regions, and all I want you to realize here is that if you look, using sweeps, the most predominantly caught pests are going to be the velvet bean caterpillar, the boll worm, and some loopers. If you'll notice on the north and the west region, we had two separate spikes throughout the season, and they kind of mimicked each other with the first spike. Predominantly, you found boll worms, and then the second spike mostly was going to be loopers. So this is going to be for the drops, the same setup. The north and the west region did follow that same pattern with the drops. Except on the first spike, we found mostly boll worms in the north and the west. And then on the second spike, on the north, we found mostly loopers. But in the west, we found southern army worms. And I also want to point out, in the west, we found a good bit of granulated cutworms on that spike, too. But the other predominant pests that were found were the velvet bean caterpillars and loopers. So again, on the x-axis is the dates, and the y-axis is going to be the amount of pests we found that day. This is going to be all regions per 100 sweeps. And this was that spike I was talking about that skewed the visual data. So I'm going to go to the next one where I excluded that so you can see the bottom part of the graph a little better. All right, so this is without that spike. As you can tell, the labels that I have on here, this is going to be loopers, bollworms. Those are what was predominantly caught at that sample date. And you can see that in the west on those spikes, like I said, bollworms on the north and the west was mostly bollworms on the first spike. And for the north and the west on the second spike was mostly loopers. We did have velvet beans in the south. They did come in after the loopers did. And then later on in the season, velvet beans were more predominantly found in the east region. So switching to across all regions for the drops. Again, your number of pests caught is going to be on the y-axis. And then, so here in the south, we found loopers first. That was the first place we found loopers, which is to be expected since they don't overwinter here. And then later in the season, we found the velvet bean caterpillars on the green line. So again, that spike that I was telling you about, those two separate spikes, the first one in the west and the north, we found predominantly bollworms, and then granulated cutworms in the west. And then the second spike for the west and the north, we found loopers for the north, and then southern armyworms in the west. So in conclusion, loopers were found earliest in the south region. Corn earworms were found earliest in the north and the west region. The velvet bean caterpillars were found first in the southern region, but more abundantly later in the east region. More corn earworms or bollworms, loopers, fall armyworms, and velvet beans were found using the sweep net method, whereas granulated cutworms and southern armyworms were found most predominantly using the drop cloth method. And with that, I will take any questions. Yes, sir. No, sir. None. Yes, sir. So on this study, I didn't necessarily, this summer I didn't take the damage ratings. Next summer, I plan to do that. You could walk out there and tell, I mean, what was infested pretty heavily and what wasn't. But as far as data, I did not take that. Any other questions?
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Rita.